I'm going to do what I do best, which is grill teenagers.
A young couple is driven apart.
And your father said to you, I don't like you hanging out with Anthony.
Not to my face.
He said that to me plenty of times.
But what happened when they were alone?
He wasn't home, and the only two people were home. Say, I don't know nothing. I wasn't there.
I'm respectful to his daughter. I love her. And I did not do this. This is crazy.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Richard Marston is suing his daughter's boyfriend, 19-year-old Anthony Ringring, for trashing his home.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, that's case number 210 on the calendar, the matter of Marston versus Ringering.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
All right, let's get the kids up here, please. Mr. Marston, this young man is or was your daughter's boyfriend.
Yes, ma'am.
It is your claim that he trashed your house when you weren't home.
Yes, ma'am.
The defendant says, I didn't do that. You have to look to your right and find out what happened to your house, because he didn't do it. That's your defense?
Yes.
Great. Mr. Marston, I know that you are the actual plaintiff in this case, so I'm just going to ask you some preliminary questions, and then I'm going to do what I do best, which is grill teenagers.
Nice. Nice.
Now, you and your wife went out.
Yes, ma'am.
Your son, your daughter, what's your first name?
Anthony.
And Anthony were in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
You said to them, I want you all out by the time I get home.
Correct.
So far, is that what your father said?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
No.
So, Anthony, what was it that Mr. Marston said when he and his wife left?
He just said, I'll be back. I'm going out.
And what time did he go out?
I can't recall.
Well, I want you to think about it. You've had weeks now to think about it because you were coming to court today. Do you work? Anthony?
Yeah, I do.
What kind of work do you do?
It's a part-time job at McDonald's right now.
Okay. And what do you do the other part of your day?
I spend time with Carissa when I can. I can't anymore because he's keeping us from doing that now.
Anthony, so let me understand this. You don't really do anything except work for a couple of hours, maybe a week, in McDonald's. You don't go to school, right?
That's true.
So you just hang out and act useless for most of the day.
I wouldn't agree with that statement.
Well, you are. It's useless. If you're not working, you're not going to school. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Then you're useless.
Oh, okay.
I mean, hanging out with your girlfriend is useless.
Yeah.
It's not going to create a world for you. It's not going to open any doors for you.
I think it will.
No. I want you to trust me on this one. Hanging out with your girlfriend will not open any doors for you.
Hmm. Okay.
So he was perfectly fine with you staying there. We're going to get back to the time.
Right.
What date did this happen?
August the 6th, 2012.
And what time had you arrived at the Marston house that day?
I want to say around noon.
And what time did you and your wife go out, Mr. Marston?
It was about 9:30 in the a.m.
9:30 in the morning.
And we returned about noon.
Okay, and you found him there?
I did.
Okay, and did you go out again?
The only time I went out after that was to throw my TV to the garbage.
No, no, no. He says that he didn't get to your house until noon on that day.
They were there.
What's your first name?
Carissa.
What time did he get there on the 6th of August?
Around noon, I would say.
And where were your parents?
They were out grocery shopping.
So they were out when he got there?
Yeah, for a few minutes.
What do you mean for a few minutes? What does that mean?
They arrived after he had got there a few minutes later.
And what happened when they arrived?
They started throwing a fit because everything was trashed in the house.
Everything was trashed in the house, and when they went out in the morning to go grocery shopping, everything was fine.
Yeah.
Uncross your arms! So everything was fine. Now, how long have you known Anthony?
2 years.
And how long have the two of you been dating?
3.5 months now.
3 months?
Yes.
That he's been coming to your house. Before that, he did not come to your house.
He did.
How often?
A lot.
A lot?
Yes.
When your parents were home?
Yeah.
No trouble?
Not generally.
What does that mean, not generally?
Well, he hung out with my older brother, and my older brother's a troublemaker, too.
Your older brother's a troublemaker, too, like Anthony?
They're boys.
Eh.
No. All boys are not troublemakers. certain boys with attitude are troublemakers. Now, father and mother went out, the house wasn't trashed. They come back a little bit afternoon, and the only difference between, according to you, is the introduction of Anthony, who arrived at about noon. That's the only thing that's different, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm finished with her. Now I'm on to you.
Okay.
What's your first name?
Jeremy.
Now, Jeremy, did you trash your father's house?
I did not.
Now, before Anthony came over, was the house in the same condition as when your parents left?
Yes, ma'am.
When your parents came home shortly after noon, what was the condition of the house?
Trashed.
What happened?
I don't know. I was out in my trailer editing a song, and I heard a loud bang, so I came in, and Carissa and Anthony were standing over the mess.
Standing over the?
Mess.
That's wrong, Your Honor.
Yes.
No, it's a lie.
Shh, shh,
shh. It's a bald-faced lie.
Okay.
That's what we heard.
Up, up, up. I think you have to sit. Now, your brother says he was outside in his trailer doing some editing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
I'm not sure because me and Anthony were upstairs.
You and Anthony were upstairs doing what?
Just hanging out, watching a movie.
No, he had just gotten there. You mean you got there, you took him right up to your room?
Well, upstairs is where my brother and girlfriend live.
Were they home?
No, they were fishing.
So what were you doing up there?
We would generally watch Netflix.
Well, let's try to go back for a second. Before August the 6th, had your father said to you, I don't like you hanging out with Anthony?
Not to my face.
Not to your face? What do you mean, not to your face?
I've never heard him say that.
Well, not those words, generally.
Well, I'm his only daughter. He's not going to like any boy.
Yeah, he said that to me plenty of times.
He did?
Yeah, definitely. He's held a grudge against me since day one. That's why this whole thing is just crazy. It's just bananas that I'm even here.
How did the house get trashed?
I don't know. I was with her upstairs. I heard a loud crash. I come downstairs and see the hutch toppled over, the flat screen TV with a big hole in it. And he returns from his errand or whatever he was doing. I don't know. And he automatically points the finger right to me. I don't know why. He's always had a grudge against me, like I said, from day one.
Maybe because you are useless, unemployed, don't go to school, one daughter.
I'm respectful to his daughter.
Just
I love her. And I did not do this. This is crazy.
You have to understand something, sir. When you're 35 years old, and if you have a 15-year-old...
Oh, sorry. Please continue.
If you have a 15...
Oh, no problem. Is that good?
That's better. A 15 or a 17-year-old daughter, and she hooks up with somebody who works part-time, doesn't go to school, doesn't seem to be wanting to do anything else but hang out with my daughter.
You make it sound so bad.
Just a minute, that's your life. You just told me what your life was.
Listen, I'm a good boyfriend to her. He's never given me a fair chance.
Tell me how good you are.
I'm respectful. I love her. I don't treat her bad. I don't abuse her mentally or physically.
What, do you get a star for that?
I don't get a star for that, but I shouldn't have to deal with his anger every day for no apparent reason.
I'm giving you I'm giving you a reason.
Well, it's not a good one.
I'm giving you the reason. What do you do?
I go to school.
Are you a senior?
Yeah.
And what do you plan on doing next year?
College.
Do you know what you want to do when you graduate from college? Do you have a specific calling in mind?
Yes.
What?
To be a pediatrician.
So you'd like to be a doctor?
Yes.
And your father is willing to help you get there?
Yes.
You following me, Anthony?
I'm following you. I'm listening.
Let me try to lay it out for you, Anthony, okay, from the perspective of a parent.
Gotcha.
The first thing that I would do in order to inspire some sort of affection on the part of Mr. and Mrs. Marston is ditch the jewelry. Listen to me. Ditch the jewelry.
My earrings?
That's the only jewelry that
I
see.
My earrings?
That's the only jewelry that I see so far, Anthony.
Gotcha.
Now,
yeah.
They have a daughter who wants to be a pediatrician.
Right.
You are not an unintelligent young man. I think, you know, from the way we're talking back and forth, you and I, you could probably do a lot with yourself.
Thank you.
What you choose to do is hang around, not educate yourself. What do you, don't look up at the sky.
You just
don't look up at the sky. The world is not going to be your oyster working part-time at McDonald's. Working there is great for now. For a young man like you, who really is a smart young man, you should be going to school. Did you graduate from high school?
I did, yes.
You hesitated for a moment. I usually would get a fast yes.
No, I did. I graduated from high school.
You did? Graduated from high school?
Yes.
Last year?
No, 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yes.
Great. So you had the last 2 years to figure out what you wanted to do, to say, I'm going to take 3 credits in community college. I want to go into something. What?
I've gone to community college for one term, if that counts as anything to you.
It does. What did stop for?
I stopped for work. I can't afford college without a job. I can't afford a car to get to college without a job, you know? So I need to work.
Are you telling me that you're working in McDonald's because, you know, I want you to think, you know who Abraham Lincoln was?
Yes, I do.
Do you know how he got to school every day?
I can't.
Didn't have a car.
Yeah.
Didn't have a bike, didn't have a motorcycle.
Now, these days,
managed to get to school, I don't know, 5 miles there, 10 miles there, 10 miles back. Managed to get to school.
I'm managing to get to a job right now without a car.
What you did was you asked me a question, Anthony. You say, I don't know what they had against me right from the beginning.
Right. Well, not they, specifically her father.
Got it.
Yep.
You know, you want to know why, Anthony? I'm having this indulgence with you.
Why?
Actually, because this is my last case of the day.
Okay.
And I have a little extra time. Otherwise, you would be gone out of here in 30 seconds. But I'm trying to have you understand the difference between a mother and a father. You see, her mother understands, she finds him cute. He's a little bit of a bad boy. He's not such a bad kid, you know, doesn't treat her badly. She really cares about him. And all her father does when he looks at you is see rage.
Meet the parents
style. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's right to see rage, but he says, I want for my daughter. I don't want my daughter to struggle. I don't want those things.
It's not just rage, it's blind rage. He accuses me for this thing that I didn't do. It's just out of whack. It's out of left field. And
just a second. He doesn't know that, Anthony. The only difference between the time he left to go grocery shopping with his wife and when he came home was the introduction of Anthony.
Yeah. Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I go in the house, I see the mess, I flip out, I say, who did this? Anthony comes from the kitchen and says, I did. I'm sorry. His exact words.
You were there. Did you hear that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Richard Marston says his daughter's boyfriend, Anthony Ringring, owes for damaging a hutch and flat screen television in his home. Anthony claims he's innocent.
He says to his son, where were you?
I was in the trailer.
That's a lie, like I said.
No, that's not a lie.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Listen to...
Sorry.
You know, maybe law school is your thing. I don't know. You have talent. You have ability. But you're working on being nothing. And that's what her father resents. Work on doing something. First, get rid of the jewels. Then enroll yourself in school. Say, this is what I'm prepared to do. I really care for her. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if it's not going to work. But I really want to better myself because I have more of a brain than flipping burgers. And I'm a young man and I have that capability. Maybe I like you better. Meanwhile, he doesn't know who trashed his house. I don't know who trashed his house. Certainly the people who are around don't know who trashed the house.
I don't know who trashed the house, but I know it wasn't me.
Just a second.
That's all I'm trying to get across.
Anthony, it's Mr. Marston's responsibility as the plaintiff to establish to my satisfaction who trashed the house. Unless he has other evidence that he hasn't shown me, and I'm prepared to see it, he hasn't established that. He wasn't home, and the only two people who were home say, I don't know nothing. I wasn't there, and I don't know what happened. So unless you have other evidence...
He admitted to it.
Oh, great. Perfect. Stand up. Tell me to whom he admitted
it. The day of the 6th, we went, you know, shopping. We got home.
I know the coat.
Yeah, you know that. My daughter was on the front porch. She looked guilty. I go in the house. I see the mess. I flip out. I say, who did this? Anthony comes from the kitchen and says, I did. I'm sorry.
No.
I will try to pay you back.
No.
I almost went to slug him, Your Honor, but my son said, Dad, stop. And so I just slammed the door on his face.
So that's my question. You were there. Did you hear that?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
First of all, gutsy for telling me the story.
False. Second of all,
I want to tell you something. You're not paying attention.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Richard Marston is accusing his daughter's boyfriend, Anthony Ringring, of crashing a hutch and a flat-screen TV in his home.
Don't even think about trying to move from one foot to another. Did you hear Anthony say that to your father?
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Anthony, that's what she says. She just said, that's what I heard him say. I did it, I'm sorry. Now, maybe it was an accident. Was it an accident?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you want to tell me about it? No, right here. You want to tell me about it?
So how our kitchen's set up, here's the doorway here, a wall, and then another doorway. And you walk in, there's a kitchen, then a computer room. Now, the computer is right where that empty doorway is, and the hutch was on the direct other side. So Anthony was playing a song on the computer, and I want...
What was he playing on the computer? Do you remember?
I don't remember the exact song, but just...
And was it your computer?
Yes, ma'am.
So he was playing a song on your computer, and...
I wanted to show him something, so I sat on his lap, and he's like, no, you're always wanting to change it, just jokingly. So he's like, pulling me away, and it's a...
Where are you
I don't want your
story.
Hey, I don't want you to open your mouth.
Sometimes it's hard to when you're hearing somebody lie to you like that.
I don't want you
to
open
I'm done.
Your
I'm
mouth.
Done.
Got that right.
Yeah, all right.
Go ahead. So you got on his lap near where the open doorway was.
And it's a rotating chair, the one with the wheels. So it fell over and we fell into the hutch and that fell. It hit the TV.
So it was an accident?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you tell that to your father?
Not at first.
Did you ever tell that to your father?
No, ma'am.
So now, Mr. Marston, you understand what your daughter says happened that day.
Yes, ma'am.
That it was an accident. So look at me, Mr. Marston. He didn't trash your house. Mm-hmm. He and your daughter, according to your daughter, had an accident. And they should really take care of the cost of the accident, at
I
least
agree.
Part of it.
Wow.
But not just Anthony! Not just Anthony.
I understand. I kind of suspected that they both had something to do with it, but he stood up, took the blame, and...
Mr. Marston, now let me suggest this to you, because I've been sort of hard on Anthony.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
I think Anthony's got more going for him, potentially, than you're willing to see through the blind rage of a father of an 18-year-old girl. I get it. But I think, you know, if somebody paternally maybe took him under their wing and said, you know what, let me see if we can give you the right push so that you can use that great brain, because I think he's got a terrific brain. And he can argue, and he stands up for himself in not really a terribly wise guy way. You know, I mean, I'm used to dealing with wise guys. There's something sharp about him.
I didn't have a problem with him when he was my son's friend. It's just when they started dating, it was kind of out of the blue, and...
I got it. You want her to have a better future.
Yes, ma'am.
Than having to struggle, and she's clearly a girl who at least has in her head something that she wants to do. First of all, gutsy. For telling me the story.
False. Second of all.
I want to tell you something. You're not paying attention. Okay. So, I don't know what all this is going to cost. This was clearly an accident in your house, and we have to do something to show Anthony that he has to have at least some partial responsibility based upon your daughter's statement, which is, I actually assume, probably the truth in what happened.
Yes.
So, Mr. Ringering, who doesn't have much of a job, right
no,
now
doesn't.
Is going to pay you $750 towards the damage. Thank you. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
There was still $2,000 left in the account.
Yes, Your Honor.
Exes won't meet halfway.
Did you give him half?
No.
$2,000. Where is it?
Next Judge Judy.
I don't know why my girlfriend decided...
I'm just glad that the truth came out.
...to take sides with her father.
So I don't have to continue lying.
But it was a lie.
To my dad.
I hope he quits being unfair.
Because I don't think he's good enough.
Takes a good look at who I am and realizes that I love his daughter.
Watch your daughters.
And gives me a fair shake.
Have sons.